plate a potential nugget.
Let's move to the V, the vantage point. You know, in the podcast some time back, I had an opportunity to speak with Amy Edmondson of Harvard Business School.
And we love Amy.
In that conversation, she used the term naive realism, which sort of said a bias that leaders fall into, which is to say that what I see is all there is. And when I read the V, it felt like a very concrete way of overcoming the bias. Am I reading this right, or is this a different interpretation of?
No, it's absolutely, you're totally reading it right. And I forgot about that. So I'm very happy to be reminded. To validate your vantage point, the first question is, how do I assess if I have a good vantage point? As a leader, how do I assess if one of my reports has a good vantage point? So what is the cure for naive realism? And we think first of four ways to describe what a 10 out of 10 in a good vantage point is. And then we have another section on what is it that can distort your view and how to kind of be grading yourself on both of these. The positive one is, you know, is your vantage point, and I'll describe each one, is it clear? Is it at the right kind of resolution or definition? Is it broad enough or narrow enough, or is your altitude right? And it would be, you know, clear. Okay. Am I looking at the world with pink rose-colored glasses and I'm thinking everything's going to work out? Of course I'm right. And, or are you working at with charcoal color glasses and nothing's going to work right and you're not going to be happy at this? And, you know, so the emotional tone. Then are you nearsighted? So you're maybe great with tactical things, but not good with strategic. Or you're farsighted. You're really great. You know, here you are at the top of the skyscraper of your career, but people are like little ants and you've lost track with your frontline people. So these are things to be thinking about, you know, rose colored glasses, charcoal glasses, you know, and are you nearsighted, farsighted? And sometimes with one leader, you will basically, one person's like nearsighted and farsighted, but nothing in between. So that's clear. The next one is basically resolution. Do you need a high definition view? You know, do you need that, you know, 5K super high clear, but we all have an attention budget. So you can blow your wad too early if you're that level of attention with everything. So how do you make the choice of what do I really focus on clearly? And where is it okay to have an impressionistic view? So that's resolution. Then I think breadth and depth are a little more obvious, which is, you know, to do what I'm doing, can I look at the entire horizon? Is that ideal? Or do I want to narrow in? If it's creative brainstorming, you want a wide view, peripheral view, because two dots may suddenly, you can see them at the same time. But if you're doing a budget, you better not be doing blue sky thinking. And the same with altitude. There's Rosabeth Cantor's work on zoom in, zoom out. Do you want to be a hawk or a hummingbird in this situation? So those are the four things to look at, like for ideal vantage point. But then, what can distort your vantage point? And we need to be very much aware of that. Some things are conscious, some are unconscious. Some of us, we all have biases, you know, familiarity bias, attribution bias, but we also have cognitive styles that aren't necessarily, you know, content biases, but there's just ways we think. And then, of course, there's, you know, unconscious bias and things that we don't even know that we don't know, and blind spots. And in the book, we go in detail on all of these, including the I don't know what I don't know, sort of the Rumsfeld thing, or the one that's really interesting for coaches is, what is it that I don't know that I actually know? And how a good coaching questions or self-reflections can sort of go, oh, that's what I think. So that's V. That's your vantage. And as David says, whoever sees things first has an, pardon the pun, advantage.
Very often as a CEO, you need to think of the various perspectives with which people look at a situation and have a view on what success would be in that context from their lens. Ramesh Srinivasan, Senior Partner at McKinsey and Dean of the Bauer Forum, McKinsey's program for CEO learning, speaks about the notion of discerning the mandate.
At one level, as a CEO, nobody tells you exactly what you should do. So it's your job to figure out what's your mandate. And back to this topic of stakeholder capitalism, it's a mandate you have to establish with your customers, with your employees, with your investors, with society at large, with your family. And it's very important to be clear on the mandates that you have. And that mandate actually evolves over time. Early in a CEO tenure, there might be one or two things, critical things that need immediate attention, which if you ignore, could result in a crisis. And then later on, once you've settled in your role, you actually have an opportunity to establish an even bolder, broader mandate to drive change in the system, whether it be your own company or the broader system that you're participating in. So reflecting on that mandate and then thinking about the unique challenges that come in the way of accomplishing that mandate, I find quite helpful for CEOs.
As a leader, it's critical to ensure that you get the right vantage point before you pick an option and move forward to a solution. And this requires deep empathy, the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes. Thank you for listening.